This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 16. Gideon, unappreciated savior. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 8 and Matthew chapter 25. Now the Ephraimites asked Gideon, "Why have you treated us like this? Why didn't you call us when you went to fight Midian?" And they challenged him vigorously. But he answered them, "What have I accomplished compared to you? Aren't the gleanings of Ephraim's grapes better than the full grape harvest of Abiezer? God gave Oreb and Zeeb, the Midianite leaders, into your hands. What was I able to do compared to you?" At this, their resentment against him subsided. Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted yet keeping up the pursuit, came to the Jordan and crossed it. He said to the men of Succoth, "Give my troops some bread. They're worn out, and I'm still pursuing Zeba and Zalmana, the kings of Midian." But the officials of Succoth said, "Do you already have the hands of Zeba and Zalmana in your possession? Why should we give bread to your troops?" Matthew 25. "For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside, into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." It's strange that the leaders of Succoth were blind to God's gifts. The Lord had used Gideon and a small, untrained army to rout the powerful hosts of Midian. It's even stranger that the Succoth officials refused to feed Gideon's troops. Gideon pressed on and captured the enemy. Then he took the elders of the town and taught the men of Succoth a lesson by punishing them with desert thorns and briars. Disloyalty brings its own reward. The greatest gift of God is Jesus, our Savior, who's rescued us from sin and death. But what do we do with the gift of this Savior and the accompanying gifts of mercy and grace? Jesus told his disciples a parable about the gifts of the kingdom. God expects his gifts to be appreciated and used, not ignored and hidden, as if buried in the ground. Are we grateful for and using God's gifts of mercy and grace? Or are we disloyally hiding them away? Disloyalty demonstrates a rejection of God's gifts. "Whoever does not live out the gifts of the kingdom will lose them," Jesus told his disciples. May the gift of Jesus Christ move us to gratitude for our rescue. Loyalty and dedication to God for his gifts of grace and mercy multiply those gifts for all who witness God's goodness in our lives. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Help me, Lord, to multiply your gifts of mercy and grace by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.